This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody.
It's Wednesday, and we're certainly glad to be back with you today. Man, if you're experiencing drought and distress, let today be the day you take the first step to come out of the wilderness by turning your will and your life over to Christ. Mm-hmm. He is willing and ready to meet you there. Mm-hmm. And what scripture do we have that at, huh?
Well, I have one in Luke, and it was when Jesus was in the garden praying before the cross. He said, "Father, if you're willing, please take away this cup of horror from me, but I want your will and not mine." Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him, for he was in such agony of spirit that he broke out in great sweat drops of blood. I mean, I don't know how many times anybody listening has been in such agony over a situation. You just certainly were not faced with what Jesus was faced with.
Yeah.
But where you finally just say, this is not what I want to do, God, but it's your will. And so I'm going to go on and do it because you know what's best. You know the future. I don't. So I trust you, God, and I'm going to surrender my will to yours. Not my will, but yours be done. That's what this is saying.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, it all has to do with cooperation, you know, and just realizing, you know, it is God's will in some situations, and the fact that that Christ will meet us there, you know, and you know, in Revelations 19, verses 11 through 16, it shows us how Christ is going to meet us there in our situation, and this has to be one of my most favorite verses in my life. You know, it changed my life, helped change my life years ago, the way I looked at God. And it says that I saw heaven opened and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, his own blood. And his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. And on his robe, at his thigh, was written this title: King of all kings and Lord of all lords. What does it say? For those who are cooperating and loving him, believing in him, putting him first in your life, that's what you got to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Now, that is something, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just to see him coming out of the clouds, man, and going, man, there's my son, there's my daughter, time to go. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, and just knowing that he's always there for us at all times.
Well, you have to look at your life at some point and decide, is it working or is it not?
Yeah.
Are you exercising your own will? Well, today might be the day for you to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And let God's will be done in your life. He can't help you unless you cooperate. I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
I don't care one more idea that you've got, one more person that you need to talk to, and all those things that we just continue to mull around in our head. He cannot help you unless you're willing to cooperate with him.
That's true.
You know, and it's right there for the taking, but our will is so strong. You heard someone say they're so strong-willed.
Mm-hmm.
Strong-willed child. That's not God's intention.
Or stubborn, mm-hmm, is another word.
God wants his will to be our will. So like we said in the intro, if you're experiencing drought and distress, let this be the first day that you come out of the wilderness by continuing to seek God for the maybe for the very first time and do His will and stop doing your own. It's not working.
That's true.
We always say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result.
That's right.
You know, we're big on recovery here. Step one, I can't. Step two, God can. Step three, I'm going to let Him.
That's right.
Turn your will and your life over to Him, and you'll never be the same.
That's right.
I promise. It's all about the will. And even if you don't, even have the desire, pray for God to change your will. He will. Pray for the willingness. Stop doing it as you want to do it. That song, I have a love-hate relationship with that song. I think Frank Sinatra and Elvis sang it. I did it my way. How many people listening have been doing things your way? And where are you now?
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But you know, it's always difficult to do things what we term as God's way if you know the relationship you think you had with Him in the past was not worth having because you misunderstood Him, who He really is.
Yeah.
That He really does love you, you know?
Yeah, He does.
But He's a gentleman, and He's not going to force Himself on us. And like we've been taught as girls, He wants us to make the first move.
Yeah.
He really does. Make the first move, okay? And say, you heard the word uncle. Yell uncle, yell father.
Yeah.
And say, all right, not my will, but yours be done. What I'm doing is not working. I can't do this. I won't do this anymore.
That's right. You know, and just wandering around in that wilderness, you know, and just like, you know, you said, Teresa, doing the same thing over and over, man, you know. I mean, sometimes you just got to take a risk.
Yep, yep.
You know, you think Jesus took a risk? You know, when he you know, told His Father, you know, I don't want to do this, man, but it's your will. You know?
He knew the bigger picture.
That's right. Now, we're not Jesus.
No.
That is for sure. But I'll tell you what, He gives all of us His strength. He wants to be there for us. He's like we said. He's willing and He's ready to meet you in your distress. He's willing and ready to meet you in your joy. He's willing and ready to meet you in any situation that you're going through in your life.
But if we listen, it's obviously all that is awesome. But the one thing we want to drive home: if Jesus can admit, okay. I don't want to do this. I admit that, God, but not my will. I'm doing yours.
That's right.
If Jesus can't admit that, can't we admit that we don't want to do it, but that we're willing to do it anyway?
Yeah.
And trust Him with the results?
Yeah, man.
I just want to just grab everybody out there and go, this is what you need to do.
Yeah. And we're learning that too.
Yeah.
We're learning that every single day, you know. But, you know, God really focuses on your heart. Are you wanting to do this?
And that's just key.
Yeah. Are you wanting to do this? Man, we're reading Psalms, like we said, you know, earlier, and about David. Oh, my goodness, man. Mm-hmm. You know, from the outside, man, you judge David and go,
yeah.
are you kidding me?
Adulterer,
yeah.
Murderer,
yeah.
Liar.
You know, but God knew his heart.
That's it.
You know, he was under severe, severe attack from Satan.
Mm-hmm. But he wanted... The Bible says he was a man after God's heart.
Oh, own heart. That's right.
But from a human standpoint, he was the biggest sinner of all.
That's right.
And that's why we are very careful and need to be about judging other people, because we cannot see their heart.
That's
but God
for sure.
can.
That's for
from
sure.
From all practical, earthly looking standpoints of looking at his life, it didn't make any sense at all.
That's right. That's why your affirmation and confirmation comes from God and not from people.
Mm-hmm. He knows our heart.
He does.
He knew David's heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know people. People listening know people. You just scratch their head and go, what? I know some things about them. I even know how they're living. But look.
Yeah.
Why does God keep blessing them? You know
That's
what?
Right.
Don't try to figure it out. He knows their heart. We don't.
That was Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, what's the first step in cooperation?
Rolling up the white flag and saying, I surrender.
That's exactly right, man. Surrender, like the song says, surrender all. You know, he wants to meet you there. You know, I'm getting real emotional right now because Years ago, I didn't know that God wanted to meet me anywhere. Okay? But man, one day I threw in my flag, my white flag, and said, you know what, man? I'm tired of fighting it. I give it to you. And he very, you know, lightly whispered to me, man, I'm ready. I've been ready for this day for a long time. He's ready for you. He is ready for you to give your life to him and start your cooperation with him. So if you've never done that, or maybe you have and you've walked away for some reason, or maybe you've been in church a long time and you're just realizing, man, I never really have cooperated with Christ. I never give my heart to him. Today's the day. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Today, Lord, I cooperate with you. Today, Lord, I give my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Whew. That was tough. It was good. It was tough. It was, somebody obviously needed to hear it.
I know I did.
Burdened to talk about it. We'll just teach ourselves.
That's right. But you know what? If you did pray that prayer, please email us at info@livingitup.org. And we'd love for you to take time to search a church that you'd love to go to and ask if they have a mentorship or discipleship program so someone can walk with you during this great, awesome new walk with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So remember, God can't help us unless we cooperate. And if you're experiencing drought and distress, let today be the day that you take that first step to come out of the wilderness by turning your will and your life over to Christ. Mm-hmm. He's willing to meet you there. So remember that today and keep living it up.
While beginning again. Huh?